Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 5, Dr. Bloom taught about the persecution and trials that will be faced by those who love the Lord and do His will. Let's continue with that lesson today.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The life of any man who lives in the will of God in this lifetime will be persecution and trial. Romans 8:18 and 28 says that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. But if things are working to the good, that means that right now I'm going through some bad experiences, okay? And things are tough. And there are sufferings of this present time, and therefore we need to have our heart set on eternity. And that's where we need to look at James 1, verse 12, that says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him." Staying patient, staying true, staying holy brings a crown of life. Look unto eternity. And this is a person that will shine throughout all eternity if he endures with patience. And verse 11 goes on with this by citing the patience of Job. Notice it says, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." God had a wonderful purpose in His mind when He allowed Job to be tried, although Job didn't understand the purpose at the time. It's interesting to me that God doesn't really answer Job as to why he is suffering in those last five chapters of Job. He doesn't answer that. He asked Job about, well, over 70 questions he asked Job. And yet, Job realizes then his vileness, and also is made to realize the trials in that situation were of the devil, although God had allowed it. But you know, we don't always understand what we're going through. We don't always understand why. But I imagine there is one verse. I just read to you Romans 8:18 and 28. But verse 29 that follows 28, after talking about our trials and troubles, tells us the reason. "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren." Now, this idea of predestination there is not talking about getting saved. It's talking about saved people, and they are predestined to be conformed to the image of God's Son. And so a lot of times these trials, like Job's, that are allowed into our life, are there to do that. And if we allow His work in us, instead of reactions in the flesh to our trials, then they will do exactly that and will have eternal reward. Now notice he says the end of the Lord here in verse 11. And that has the idea of God's goal. In verse 10, the Greek uses the definite article for the words affliction and suffering. In other words, it is a specific allowance to bring eternal reward to such a degree that it makes suffering and affliction seem insignificant. God's goal of Christ-likeness is being accomplished. Now think about that. God specifically allows sufferings and afflictions that may seem insignificant or just great But he's doing it to allow you to prove yourself, to have the opportunity to endure the test and have treasure laid up. And it's God's goal for you to have Christ-likeness through these things. And that's what he's trying to do, is to bring you into Christ-likeness. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 27. He says, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness. You see, weariness and painfulness is still the attacks of the devil, his persecution. In watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Now, does that seem minute to you? That doesn't seem minute, as if it's insignificant. And yet, the Lord says that if we'll endure those in the way he would have us to endure, according to the word of God, then those sufferings will not be worthy to be compared to the greatness of the glory. The greatness of those sufferings will seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the glory that will be revealed in us at the coming of the Lord. The term happy here in verse 11, we count them happy which endure, has the idea in the Greek of being fully satisfied and blessed. It's actually just one Greek word, and the word is used only in the Bible of the Virgin Mary and the persecuted prophets. And it has, with this idea of fully satisfied and blessed, it has the idea of an eternal implication. The word endure, in that phrase here in James 5:11, we count them happy which endure, means to endure or sustain a load of miseries, adversities, persecutions, and provocations in faith and patience. That is, enduring with patience. Not setting out to get even, not getting out from under the load by leaving the will of God. I believe the thought is best summed up in Philippians 3:13 and 14. There the Apostle Paul says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. To win, we must finish. We must keep going. We must continue all the way if we are going to receive the blessing of God. And that's what James here is teaching. Don't grow tired and quit. Even if, as Job, the apple of your eye is telling you, quit. In other words, curse God and die. Quit. When James tells us here, we count them happy that endure, he does not mean that when something hurts us, we're to count ourselves happy. Or when we suffer, we're to count ourselves happy. Rather, if we keep trusting in spite of the suffering, if we are faithful in our duty, in spite of the distress, if we endure to the end, finishing the course, then we are happy. Again, we go back to James 1, verse 12, where he says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised them that love him. We also look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept my faith. Therefore, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them who also that love his appearing. Enduring is connected to a true love for the Lord. Okay, he fought a good fight. He kept the faith. He finished the course. So he says, henceforth, and what? He endured because he loves God. A person that does not endure, a person that goes into the bad attitudes and quits and the bad responses, is a person who lacks love in his relationship with Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it admonishes us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, we've just looked at all this enduring of great, terrible things. We've looked here at Job's. Now, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5 and compare it to the last phrase here of James chapter 5, verse 11. Let me read James 5, 11, and then think on that as we're reading 1 Corinthians 4, 5. And have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Now, think of that with 1 Corinthians 4, 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. Now, at the end of Job's trial, we will see great compassion. That is the great compassion of the Lord. And we'll know that he was actually there all the time. And that's why Job could say in Job 23:10, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Boy, sometimes it's hard to understand how we'll come to that judgment, 1 Corinthians 4, 5, where the counsels of the hearts are made manifest and the hidden things of darkness, and we have things, boy, we hope nobody ever finds out or something of that nature. But we'll find all of that under the blood of Jesus Christ. Or when we find that those things that may not have been forsaken, but we see that we're still in heaven, and we'll know all the more, we'll rejoice all the more about the great grace of God. Not we'll rejoice all the more because we did forsake it. We'll rejoice because he saved us and kept us. Realize you cannot persevere unless there is a trial in your life. You see, there are no victories without battles. There are no peaks without valleys. Job did not know what was going on behind the scenes between God and Satan. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.